Good morning. A few days into summer 2018. Today, we're going to talk about overwhelm. It could be overwhelm of emotion. It could be overwhelm of responsibility. Could be physical pain. Some days we wake up so heavy. Some days our mind buzzes with worry and responsibility. Some days our mind buzzes with thoughts that just recur, and we feel lousy. Any of those things I'll use as examples of overwhelm. Rather than talk about which applies to you and how one uses words to describe overwhelm, what I'd like to do today is I'd like to explore the body. And I'd like today's meditation to help us connect and actually make a home for, or as Tara Brach often says, a clearing in the woods for ourselves. A clearing in the woods is that safe place among the chaos, surrounded by trees. It's a path that leads to the clear place. It doesn't matter who cleared the path, but it's a place where we can lay ourselves down and we can actually even look at some of the scary trees. Doesn't mean we have to be afraid. In fact, in our clearing in the woods, we are strong. We are calm. So the first thing I would like you to do is I would like you to close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, I would like you to imagine yourself laying or sitting and feeling strong. I would like you to feel your body connected to the ground and imagining yourself, maybe you're laying in your clearing of the woods. Mine is a sand floor. It's warm and I'm laying on a blanket, but I can feel the warmth of the sand. I can also feel the warmth and the itchiness of the green army blanket that I grew up on, somehow my father or parents acquired. I can feel the side of my body pressing into the sand underneath the blanket. I feel my head on my arm. I am safe here. From above, I feel the sun coming down on my body. As I talk, can you feel your body on whatever you're sitting or laying on? Can you imagine your body in your clearing? Just what you're laying on. In your body, I want you to feel. I put my hand right on my chest. I can feel my heart beat now. I am calm. I am on my blanket, in my mind, and on the sand in my clearing. I want you to put your hand on your chest too and feel your heart calm. As you inhale, slowly through your nose, you feel your chest rise. Pause, exhale through your mouth. Now you may feel your chest go down, but I exhale through my belly. So let's put our hand on our belly now. Imagining ourselves laying in our clearing, strong, safe, comfortable, and we inhale slowly through our nose, feeling our belly rise, feeling our hand on our belly, and exhaling slowly. Some of us immediately think, oh, I feel my belly, it's not as tight as I want it to be. Or I feel my belly and wow, I feel my muscles on my belly. Or I feel my belly and I can feel my shirt above my belly. All these things, we should just smile at them, that you notice them. So let's go back with our hand to our belly and let's notice our shirt on our belly, if we have one. And we notice the skin temperature under our shirt, which is our belly. Or maybe our belly feels the temperature of our hand. Maybe our belly feels the pressure of our hand as we push a little bit more. And we inhale, pushing our belly out, up against our hand. Pause and exhale. We imagine ourselves exhaling on our clearing. I imagine myself laying on the blanket, laying on the sand, feeling the sun coming down, feeling strong and safe and comfortable. So let's just take a few moments of breath to ourselves. And whether you say, strong, safe, and comfortable, I'm going to wish that you are strong, safe, and comfortable. Maybe you're laying on your back and you feel your shoulders. And when you breathe in and your belly rises, your shoulders press down. As you pause, you feel your lower back, maybe your middle back, maybe your butt on the ground, imagining yourself laying in your clearing in the woods. Now I want you to imagine how big the periphery is. What I mean by that is how much space there is between, say, your feet and the edge of the woods. In my clearing, it is not that large. It's probably maybe a full step, like a yard's worth of sand. And then there's some green foliage, not grass, but maybe like ivy. And then some brush, and then some low bush, and then high bush, and then trees. Can you imagine your periphery? Can you envision your clearing? As you lay on your back or your side, or maybe even on your belly, you're laying belly down, chest down. Maybe your head is on one side, your ear is touching your hand, which is your pillow. You feel your ear, or you imagine your ear on your hand. Maybe you're wearing a ring on your hand, and you feel the ring touching your head. And you feel safe and strong and comfortable. But you can also see the periphery. Maybe you've got tons of space. Is your clearing that large? Can be whatever you want it to be. But what I want you to see is the periphery. I want you to see the edge. And where the edge is you see, and as you begin to see, I want you to smile even if you force it. A smile. There is a tree. And that tree represents overwhelm. Around that tree is vines crawling, growing, wrapping itself, strangling the tree, vine after vine. Maybe there are shiny leaves on the vine. Maybe you can even see the vine branch as it curves up like a snake around the throat of the tree. Or maybe you just see a bush with green leaves. And maybe that's your overwhelm. Do you see the branches of the bush through the leaves like veins? Do you see the gray bark or maybe brown bark of the stems of the branch? The branch to the stems to the leaf. Or maybe it's a cactus. Maybe your clearing is in a desert and you're surrounded by cactus. Maybe you're laying on dirt. Maybe you're laying on grass. And the grass ends, and that's where the desert begins. Maybe you just see a rock. Or maybe you see bees. But as you see whatever you see as overwhelm, do you feel it in your body? I feel it in my neck. As I reach my right hand up to the back of my right neck, and I just place my hand as far back as I can feel it. I can't get my hand as far back as it starts. The tightness, the tension, right from my right scapula, coming right up to the back of my neck, over where my neck and shoulder meet. I can pull my fingers towards me to my clavicle. I can feel from my scapula to my clavicle. Can you feel on your body where the overwhelm is? Or is the overwhelm in your stomach? Right where your ribs. Place your hand there. Do you feel the warmth of your ribs where the ribs and the stomach meet? Maybe it's only on your left side. Maybe you feel it in your stomach, which is pretty much, if you were to place your right hand, starting with your palm at your solar plexus, just where below your solar plexus, sternum, and your index finger is pointing all the way left. Your stomach kind of sits in there. Maybe you feel, as your heart and your stomach are very close, maybe you feel your heartbeat. Or maybe you feel your overwhelm when you see that vine wrapped around the tree, the imaginary tree at the periphery of your clearing. You feel it in your forehead. And as you put your hand on your brow, you feel your skin all bunched up. Maybe now is where you can inhale into that forehead. You can inhale the skin down by relaxing it, relaxing your brow. Or maybe you go back to where I was. Maybe you're also from your scapula to your neck. You put your hand, your right hand back there, and you hold it with your thumb pointing maybe pushing into your shoulder, pushing into your clavicle. You breathe, inhale. You feel your shoulder relax a little as your elbow points to the sky. Your scapula rolls down. Or maybe you put your hand back to where your ribs meet your belly. And the truth is, you can breathe and feel it, but it doesn't go away. It doesn't have to go away. In fact, you're making a clearing in the woods for the feeling of overwhelm. Because you can be strong and safe and comfortable and also overwhelmed. You don't have to push the overwhelm away, but if you bring it, or more importantly, you just feel it in you, it has a place. The overwhelm itself, maybe it has edges. Maybe it fills the whole body, but maybe there's a place. Maybe there's a toe, a finger, an appendage, a part of you where there is no overwhelm. Maybe you can feel or see the periphery, the edge. So maybe the overwhelm is in your stomach. And yet, if you just put your hands a little lower on your stomach, you can feel your stomach, and your stomach can feel your hand as you inhale. But you don't feel any overwhelm right there. You don't feel it in your belly, and you don't feel it in your hand. But if you put your hand just a little bit further up where the overwhelm is, maybe at the solar plex meets the belly. Yes, you can feel the overwhelm. So what I want you to do is I want you to just simply explore the periphery, explore the overwhelm back to its periphery. As you inhale in through your nose and you exhale out, there's a part of you that remains strong and safe and comfortable. There's a part of you that is overwhelmed. Again, your overwhelm is maybe different from mine. But what we feel is we feel deep, heavy, unease, uncomfortable. Maybe other words, sad, anxious. But there's an edge to it. There's a periphery. And on the other side of that edge is your clearing, your safe place. Part in your body where you don't feel the overwhelm. So just explore having a strong, safe, comfortable clearing and its periphery. And at the periphery where overwhelm and chaos lives. Neither chaos or overwhelm inhabits the whole forest, the whole self. There's a part of you which you've just explored, your clearing, where you're strong and safe, is a place you can develop, and a place where you can be with the overwhelm. And as you go out in the day, continue to explore these boundaries. Have a great day. See you later. Bye.